Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Yudalid in Erevin is the halacha of a lechi or a tzuras ha-pesach that is more than three tfachim from a wall. On Yudalid Amabez, Rava tells us about 12 lines from the bottom. Amar Rava, asa lechi lemevui.
We'll
talk about the second case. If it's more than three tefachim away from the wall, lo asa velo klum. That is a halacha mifureshes, that if a lechi is more than three tefachim, people are sometimes not careful about this, if a lechi is more than three tefachim away from the wall, then it's absolutely considered not a kosher lechi, which would mean, in a case of a mavui, if one would follow the custom of the Gemara, we've discussed that the custom today is different, as we discussed in Daf Beis in the Halacha, then if you put a lechi to be mater a mavui, so then it can't be distant from the wall three tvachim. That is the psak mefurish, Shulchan Aruch Shin Samach Gimel Sivav, Tzarech Shelo Yehei Alechi Rachok Min HaKoso Shlosha Tvachim. Now the Mishnah Berurah gives two reasons, which might be relevant in 10 minutes from now, for why Rava says it's a problem, why are we passing that way, according to Rava. Number one, he says, is we have a rule of Asi Avira Dehai Gisa Udehai Gisa Mevatanle. If there's airspace on either side that's larger than the wall, there's a concept that the airspace dominates, and we view it as if it's not there. For that reason, the lechi needs to be flush against the wall, or at least three tefachim for the wall. Another reason that the Mishnah Berurah gives, first let's put the names to this first opinion. The Shulte Giborim and the Besefer Beis Meir are the ones who say, Asi Avir Dehai Gisa Udehai Gisa Mevatalnei. He quotes another opinion, another Yeshom, in the name of the Magen Avram, in the name of Tosvos, that it's not a halachic lechi if it's not three tefachim within a wall. Has no significance as a lechi if it's more than three tefachim for the wall. The Mishnah Berurah says an afkamina will be what happens if the lechi is wide. If the lechi is wider than the airspace on one of its side, then we don't say, Asi avir dehai gisa dehai gisa mevatalei. According to a second reason, it would be mevatal the lechi. Now this is something that comes up often today in the construction of a Tzuras HaPesach. And that is, do we employ the rule of our Gemara that says that a lechi must be, for whatever reason we would give, within three tefachim of the wall, that one should be careful to place the kana mikan, the kana of either side of the Tzuras HaPesach, within three tefachim of a wall, and if not, the Tzuras HaPesach will be possible. Sometimes the ground at a particular point next to the wall is not conducive to putting in a Tzuras HaPesach. Do you need to find a solution? Or do we say, at the end of the day, if the majority is a closed, and it's what we call a pirtza, that's yeser meyeser, so then who cares about the fact that it's not against the wall? The fact that it's not flush within three tefachim of the wall will only make a puzzle if we say that just like a lechi is puzzle, if it's not within three, so too, a Tzuras HaPesach. Now, on this big issue, there are two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah, in the next Mishnah Berurah, in Shin Samach Gimel Sivkatan Chav Beis. Here the Mishnah Berurah says there is a major Machlokas HaPoskim. Das Harbe Poskim, Sivkatan Chav Gimel again, She'ena Tzarech L'dagdek, She'yehei Besoch Shosha Tfachim L'Kosel. That you don't have to be careful that Tzuras HaPesach be specifically within three Tfachim to the wall. Why? Our Gemara said that a lechi is not a lechi if it's more than three tefachim distance from the wall. And here is an important expression. The Tzuras HaPesach Mechitza Gemurahi. Because a Tzuras HaPesach is a full-fledged mechitza. Unlike a lechi doesn't have its own standing. It has its standing in the context of three other walls, then it will serve as a reminder, and then it will serve as a mechitza. But a Tzuras HaPesach has the shape of a mechitza. And for that reason, it's a mechitza gemura. If it's a mechitza gemura, so then you've got something that serves as a wall mamish. And of course, if the space between this Tzuras HaPesach and the wall that's adjoining it is less than 10 amos, and you have Omed Meruba Al Paritz, that means that the area is, the majority is surrounded by walls and it's Tzuris HaPesach, so then in such a case it's considered enclosed and no problem. This is the opinion of what the Mishnah Berurah calls Harbei Poskim. The Shaar HaTzion lists who these are. It's a nice, honorable list. Tosefes Shabbos Yeshuas Yaakov Chayo, the base mayor, the Shalos HaTshuvah Shulchan Arav, Shalos HaTshuvah Gur Aryeh, Uberosh Kolam, and on the top of all them, says the Shaar HaTzion, the Ritva. However, there are some who disagree. V'yesh posing the sviru de'en chiluk ben tzuris ha-pesach lechi le'inyin zeh. And some say there's no difference between the two, and the tzuris ha-pesach also needs to be close. Who is that? So in the Shaar HaTzion, there are also some famous names. There was a important Rishon called the Bechor Shor. We have him every once in a while in Tosos. And the Prima Gadim quotes this, says the Shaar HaTzion in Sivkotan Tezayin. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, U'bishas hadchak yesh l'smoch l'hakel. There is an important footnote in the Shaar HaTzion where he quotes from the great Nesivos HaMishpat. Now we have a sefer which is hard to get a hold of. If anybody sees it, I've seen references and summaries of it, but I would like to have the whole sefer. Please be in touch with me at r.eisenstein@yna.edu. I've had a hard time finding it, and that is the sefer Tikkun Erevin of the Nesivos HaMishpat. Of course, on Pesach, his sefer is Mekor Chaim, the great Rabbi Yaakov Milisa. He has a sefer Tikkun Erevin. In the Shaar HaTzion, he quotes the sefer as making some type of pshara, where he says that if one of the lechayim, one of the kana mikans, the kana mikan, the kana al gabeim, one of them, one of the kanas is less than three tefachim, even if the other one is more than three tefachim from a wall on the other side, then that would be acceptable as well. The question is, what's the svara behind the Mekor Chaim? I don't have the sefer Tikkun Erevin. However, there is another awesome work on Hilchos Erevin. It's absolutely a mind-boggling work when you begin to open it up, and that, of course, is the Chazon Ish on Erevin in Simen Ayin Sivkotan Yudalid. The Chazon Ish gives us a svara which will work well. Again, Tikkun Erevin is the in rabbinic literature is Eino Tachas Yodi. I don't have it in rabbinic parlance. And as well, an excellent job of the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah of collecting all the important Chazon Ishes. And the suggestion that emerges is the following: that when it comes to a Tzuris HaPesach, we mentioned Tzuris HaPesach is different than a Lechi. This is the Svara of the Mekilim, who would say that either side of a Tzuras HaPesach could be more than three Tfachim away from the wall, because a Tzuras HaPesach is fundamentally different, that it serves as a Pesach. And therefore, it's different than a Lechi, whose status is dependent on the wall that it's next to. The Chazon Ish, Lechatchila, and the Mekor Chaim assume that it's true that a Tzuras HaPesach is different, that it is a Pesach. However, its status as a Pesach is also dependent on it being next to a wall. In general, we don't have a Pesach if it's not next to a wall. Think about most doors that you have. You don't have a doorway without wall on either side of it. And since it should be next to a wall, it should be within three tefachim on one side. However, what we do have sometimes is an entranceway with a wall on it on one side, but not necessarily a wall next to it on the other side. Hence, the Mekor Chaim says that one should have, lechatchila, a Tzuris HaPesach next to a wall within three tefachim, but we don't have to be machmir on both sides. Finally, there would be one more way of solving if you had to put a Tzuris HaPesach more than three tefachim away from a wall on either side, and that is if you made a very thick kana mikan, v'kana mikan, then in such a case, the Chazon Ish in Simen Ayin, Sivkotin Yudalid, says that would be acceptable as well, even if it's more than three tefachim from the wall. It could very well be that the Chazon Ish's logic comes back to the original reason that a Lechi is problematic in its first place, when it's more than three tefachim from the wall. And that is, we said, Asi avira dehaigisa vahaigisa umevatole. If the Tzuris HaPesach's kane is very thick, then the observation that we had made from the Mishnah Berurah, that when the Lechi is very thick, even if it's more than three tefachim from the wall, at the end of the day, we will no longer say asa avir the high gisa, if between the end of the lechi and the wall, there's more closed space than there is open, because the lechi is thick, then in such a case, there would be no problem with the lechi, and certainly, as the Chazon Ish points out, with a Tzuras HaPesach. But even without that, there are many poskim who are makel that say at the end of the day, it is a regular Pesach, and once it's a regular Pesach, it's not like the halachos of lechi, and as long as you have a Tzuras HaPesach, which causes an area to have ome meruba ala paritz, and there isn't a gap between the Tzuras HaPesach and its adjoining wall of 10 amos, so then in such a case, there wouldn't be a problem. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halachos of a Tzuras HaPesach and a lechi more than 3 tefachim from a wall. I wish everybody a good Shabbos, a special Shabbos HaGadol, and may we be zochet to go, may avdus l'cheirus, and continue to rise, maila, maila, ba'amelus betora, and beruchnius, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us all the gashmius that we need to be the proper avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo avodim la'avodim.